Welcome to the weekday Mass at St. Malachy Catholic School in Creston, Iowa. Today's Mass is for Wednesday of the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. This Mass is recorded on Wednesday, the 3rd of September at 9:15 a.m. The Mass intention is for Virginia Bowden. Father Stephen is celebrating Mass. Father Patrick is con-celebrating. This is the 8th grade Mass. Lynn Baker is our pianist. The announcer was Gabe. Our lectors are Sam, Veda, and Brock. The petition reader is Talon. Gift bearers are Talon and Sawyer. Cross bearer is Connor. The altar servers are Kinsley and Mary. Leading the sanctuary song are Ayari, Gabe, and Sawyer. The final prayer is Connor. The Film for Faith crew streamed and recorded this Mass. Today's producer is Harlow. The sound engineer is Braden. Camera 1 is London. Camera 2 is Finn. Camera 3 is Quentin. Camera 4 is Hank. The stills photographer today is Presley. You can view the video of this radio show by going to our website, uccat.org. That's uccat.org, where links to all the Film for Faith videos can be found. Mass will begin shortly.
Good morning. Welcome to our 8th grade Mass. Please take a few moments to ready your hearts and your minds to hear the word of the Lord. Today's Mass is in honor of Virginia Bowden. Please join us in singing 312, Table of Plenty, 312.
Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Gregory the Great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you always. In the brief moment of silence, may we ask God for pardon and for forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of hearts. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who care for your people with gentle and rule them in love, through the intercession of Pope Saint Gregory, and that we pray with a spirit of wisdom, those to whom you have given authority to govern, that the flourishing of a holy flock may become the eternal joy of the shepherds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the holy ones and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones, because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard, through the word of truth, the gospel, that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you. From the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The response is, I trust in the mercy of God forever. I like a green olive tree in the house of God. Trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
I trust in the mercy of God forever.
I will thank you always for what you have done and proclaim the goodness of your name before your faithful ones.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise to you, Lord.
After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hand on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. We thank God for his blessings and mercy. Today, I'm marking my 14th priestly anniversary. I was ordained on the 3rd of September 2011. And I'm so excited that this day has met me, because journeying with the Lord began when we were in our teens. And as we have clocked 40 and over, still the Lord is working with us. And I'm privileged to have today's gospel reading, because it reflects the call God gives to humanity. The last bit of it says, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." Jesus wanted to reach out to every city and every people. Why? Because for him, that was his mission. His mission was to share the good news of God's kingdom. And so he denied the invitation of remaining with them alone. Beloved, the good news is this, that God loves us. Not only that, that God cares for us, and God wants us to live. So this is the good news, that Jesus comes and he preaches daily to us. You remember the popular quotation, John 3:16. God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten Son, so that he, whosoever believes in him, will not perish, but have everlasting life. So God loves us, he cares for us, and he wants us to live in his love, happily with him now and also forever. Jesus did not keep this or share it with only few people. That is why he wanted to go to other villages also to preach and to announce this good news of salvation. Jesus wanted to reach everyone. He was not in for a few. No, he wanted each one on earth to hear his voice. What are we picking from this, my dear young ones and elderly ones? God's love is for everyone. Let us remember this. God's love is for everyone. Jesus, though, visited the house of Simeon and healed the mother-in-law, he wanted to do more for other people. So not only my family members, not only your family members, but all those we meet, either in class as friends, or those we haven't even heard of, or we haven't met, the Lord wants us to express his love to all. The second lesson we also get from today's reading is this. God wants us to share the good news with one another. God wants all of us to share the good news with one another. And how can we do this? God wants us to be kind towards one another in our classrooms, in our house, wherever we find ourselves. God wants us to be kind towards one another. God wants you and I to give helping hand to those who need, to support those who need God's love. God also wants us to forgive one another when they offend us. So forgiveness is also part of the mission Jesus came to preach about. And Jesus also wants us to tell others about him. He wants all of us to proclaim him, to talk about him wherever we find human beings. Remember that every small act of God's love brings the good news to humanity. When we go through the church's history, some of you, my dear brothers and sisters, those in grade 2, grade 3, grade 4, grade 5, may think that you are too young to proclaim the good news of salvation. No. When we go through the history of Catholic Church, we have these saints who were canonized as children. Maria Goretti was only 11 years old, but she is known of her purity, forgiveness, and strong faith. 11 years, became a saint. You are not too young to embrace this mission of proclaiming the love of God to one another. Saint Dominic Savio was only 14 years. We believe that he had a deep devotion and a cheerful and holy life at that tender age. None of you is too young to participate in proclaiming the good news of Jesus himself. We can mention many. We have St. Agnes of Rome. She was 12 years. Francisco and Jacinta, we know. They were 11 and what, 10 years old when Mother Mary appeared to them at Fatima. Recently, we have Blessed Carlo Acutis, 15 years, who proclaimed the good news through technology, letting others know about Eucharistic miracles that have occurred in history. So my dear young ones, my dear elderly ones, Jesus wants you and I to share in this mission of expressing the Father's love to all humanity. And we can do so in our own little ways. May we never allow this day to pass us by. Amen. Shall we please stand and present our petitions before the Lord? Prayer of the faithful.
For Pope Leo, Bishop Johnson, and Father Patrick, may they know the prayerful support of God's people as they teach, guide, and sanctify us. In Christ Jesus, we pray to the Lord. For the students and their families at St. Malachy, may they experience the blessings, love, and graces poured out to them by God the Father. We pray to the Lord. For all the teachers and staff at St. Malachy, that they all be loving witnesses to our Catholic faith. We pray to the Lord. For the wisdom to receive the stories and experiences of those different from ourselves and to respond with respect, we pray to the Lord. For the students, faculty, and staff of their families of NU Canadian School in Minnesota, may they know we are lifting them up in prayer during a difficult time. We pray to the Lord. For all those intentions left unspoken but in our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to encounter you in your word and your sacraments. May our intentions be received through this Eucharistic celebration. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands for the grace and glory of his name.
Grant our supplication, we pray, O Lord, that this sacrifice we present in celebrating of Saint Gregory may be for our good, since through its offering you have loosed the offenses of all the world. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For us, on the festival of Saint Gregory, you bid your church rejoice. So too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. Teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayer. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like a dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving you thanks that have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Leo, our Pope, and William, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await a blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
your share the peace of Christ with one another. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy and blessed are we, called to the supper of the Lamb.
Our communion song is number 337, Taste and See, 337.
Thank you.
us pray. Through Christ the teacher, O Lord, instruct those you feed with Christ the living bread, that on the feast day of St. Gregory, they may learn your truth and express it in works of charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Please sit. God is good. In all the time, and that is his nature. We would want to thank Father Stephen for leading us in worship today. And we will also want to congratulate you, Father Stephen, for your 14th priestly anniversary. Congratulations. I remember I was a seminarian when Father Stephen was ordained, and I was sitting under the canopy with my mom, and it was the hometown of Father Stephen. So he was ordained right in his hometown back in Ghana. I was a seminarian like Kyle. You remember Kyle, right? Yes, I was just like him. So, Father, thank you. Who has seen a nun before? Oh, many of you. Okay, thank you. Put your hands down. Who has seen a sister before? Oh, those hands are fewer. Well, we have in our presence Sister Gabriella and Sister Catherine. Well, when they address us, maybe they will tell us if there is any difference between a nun and a sister or not. I do not know. So they will tell us. Their job is that they arrived yesterday and they will be here throughout today, and they leave. Is it tomorrow? Yes. I gave them an assignment. By the time they leave here, all the girls here would have become nuns. Or sisters. Well, Father Stephen will be going around with them, so by the time Father Stephen here, all the boys would have become seminarians as well. Eli, thank you for agreeing with me. So on that note, with joy, I would like to invite Sister Gabriella and Sister Catherine, please, if you don't mind, to address this faith community. You may use the microphone if you want. You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Sister Catherine, and I am a Sister of Charity of Our Lady, Mother of the Church. One thing I'd like to tell you first off is I'm very, very impressed with what I've seen of your school, the school body so far, and your teachers, and also with your stained glass windows. I'm very impressed with that. But I'm not here to really speak too much to the school. Sister Gabriella is. She's our vocation director, and she's very much more at home with speaking to crowds than I am. But thank you, Father.
How is everybody today? Good, yes. So Sister Catherine said, I'm Sister Gabriella, and we come all the way from Connecticut and Wisconsin. So Sister Catherine works with our nursing home elderly over in Janesville, Wisconsin, in the Diocese of Madison. It's about almost 6 hours from here. We drove yesterday. And I'm all the way further away. I flew all the way from Connecticut. Anybody raise your hand if you heard of New York? All the little ones. Yep. So we're like around that area. Boston. Yep, over there. So we come to visit you all, and we're very excited to come and go and see you at your classrooms. And I am sure you have questions for us, don't you? Raise your hand if you have questions for the sisters. Oh, Father has questions. So, and then we will let you know all about why we are sisters. We're actually not nuns. So, but yeah, so we'll stop by. Thank you so much, Father.
And congratulations, Father. What a gift. And thank you to your beautiful principal and your teachers for welcoming us to your school. And we look forward to visiting with you. God bless you.
So while they will be in the school with us during the day, tonight they will come back to St. Malachy for Family Faith Night, another opportunity for you to encounter Sister Gabriella and Sister Catherine. So I invite all of you to come. I will be here during that time. We will have adoration. And also, if you would want to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, I will be here. Father Stephen will be with the knights. The night tack tonight. So the knights, if you want to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, I mean confession, Father Stephen will be there also. So there is no way you can miss. Father Stephen, would you mind giving us the final blessing?
Shall we please stand for the blessing? The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless and keep you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, our celebration is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for attending our Mass. May God fill peace in our hearts and minds and continue to guide us this new school year. Have a blessed day. Our closing song is number 546, Glory and Praise to Our God, number 546. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We fly to thy patronage.
O Holy Mother of God, despise not our prayers, but our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin.
Amen. Mary, seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
Hope of pilgrims.
Pray for us.
Refuge of sinners.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.